We're joined right now by the Mayor Pro Tem of Marysville, Kathy Hayman. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for being here so early.
Welcome to Park. It is a beautiful morning, very festive atmosphere, even though it's 6:40 in the morning and 50 degrees.
The best time of the day to be up before everybody
else.
It
certainly is.
Summerfest, of course, a great tradition here in Marysville. Kind of kicks off the summer season, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And hopefully it will kick off warm weather and kick out the rain.
We need to do that, absolutely. We were just talking off the air about the fact that we haven't really had summer-like weather yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
We need
the rain to go away and kids to be out swimming in the pool, playing at the beaches, riding bikes, and we need to get it kicked off.
Of course, you've got things going on all year long. All four seasons are busy here in Marysville, but summertime, really. I mean, with the golf course and this beautiful park, I mean, you've got some great amenities in the summertime.
We do, and, you know, starting with the Summerfest this weekend draws a lot of people from the county and outskirts here to our city. And next weekend we have a par three challenge, golf outing at our golf course, and a lot of things happening.
Talking with Kathy Hayman, she is the mayor pro tem of Marysville. How long have you been on the city council here in Marysville?
4 years. This is an election year, and I am running again. And we've got three seats with five people running, so it should be a good election season coming up.
It's been a busy 4 years when you stop and think about all that's been going on here
in Marysville. It has been, and we have been very, very fortunate in the opportunities that we've been able to take advantage of, and we're very, very fortunate here. And, you know, Randy Fernandez, our city manager, does an excellent job in seeking out opportunities and always is looking for something to make this community better, and he has an excellent team here, and we're all very thankful for all of their hard work, you know, Randy's and, you know, all the departments, and they all do a great job.
One of the biggest obstacles or challenges that the city has faced in those 4 years was one that was finally answered just a month or so ago, and that was what to do about the DTE site. Of course,
yes.
It was tied up in litigation for a long time, but as soon as that litigation was resolved, you had a buyer right there in the chute, didn't you?
It was within, you know, a matter of hours that it all transpired, and we were all just amazed at how that all came together, and we're just so excited to watch this come to fruition. And, you know, he's got some obstacles to overcome, and he's doing his due diligence, but we are very, very excited to see, you know, activity there. And for him to have the same vision, and his organization to have the same vision that our team has for that site, it's just remarkable, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know, answer a lot of prayers, because we've all been very actively, you know, talking and praying and, you know, hoping this something comes in that property. And it's just a beautiful piece of land, and, you know, if this comes together, it's going to draw a lot of people from across the state and Canada, and, you know, very, very fortunate.
Well, that's what we're certainly hoping, is that that and all the other things going on in and around Marysville will do that, because, you know, what's good for Marysville is good for St. Clair.
Absolutely.
What's good for St. Clair is good,
yes,
for Port Huron.
Yes.
This region is really finally starting to take shape, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It is. In fact, my husband and I were in Marine City last night. We went down there for dinner, and we couldn't find a parking spot. You know, and it was 6 o'clock at night on, you know, a Thursday night in Marine City. Don't really know what was happening, but it's just, you know, the activity and the cars and the people walking and all the storefronts. And, you know, we have that vision here, you know, and I know we don't have that expansive boardwalk, and but, you know, we certainly can, you know, make something happen in that area.
Well,
and it's
when
nice
it comes to business development, you've certainly had a good amount of that lately,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, we certainly have. have. You know, we've got new restaurants coming in. You know, A&W's opening soon, and you know, with the sports grill and storefronts and boutiques, and it's the place to be.
Yeah,
we're
certainly
up and
seems
coming
to be,
so,
especially
yes.
this weekend. Also, a new city hall is in the works.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's on time and on budget, and you know, Randy keeps saying that every week and is in our updates. It's coming along nicely. All the glass is in, and it's absolutely going to be a stunning building, and it should be done. It should be complete by the end of October, and you know, we're all very excited for that to happen. And again, that's another thing that came together. You know, we knew there was a need, and you know, Randy sought out, you know, tenants and found Risa to lease the upstairs in our current building, and it's just, you know, everything just is happening.
Yep, everything.
We're very, very fortunate. Yes,
just the way that it should.
Yes.
Well, Kathy, we appreciate you being here so early this morning. Thanks.
Thank you.
Like I said, best time of the day, right?
It certainly is. And that sunrise this morning was absolutely gorgeous. It is. It is.
No doubt. No doubt. Kathy Hayman, the Mayor Pro Tem of Marysville. Thanks for being here. Appreciate
it
very much.
You're welcome.